Good afternoon. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds for the early part of the afternoon as a weak cold front slides to the south, maybe even a passing sprinkle in spots. Otherwise, a fair amount of sunshine and temperatures warming into the middle and upper 60s across most of the region, with some lower 70s in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, and some upper 50s and lower 60s closer to the Canadian border. High pressure building in behind this front will bring some of the coolest air of the season starting tonight. After sunset, temperatures will drop quickly, and with a clear sky, we'll have areas of frost developing overnight and first thing tomorrow morning as temperatures dip into the middle and upper 30s from I-90 south and upper 20s across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains to lower 30s across the upper Hudson Valley. As we head into the day tomorrow, that same area of high pressure will produce plenty of sunshine, but remaining on the cool side of average for this time of year, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Behind high pressure, a warming trend will take place over the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be around 70 on Saturday. We could see a shower push through the region, but right now that looks highly unlikely. On Sunday, a better chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the day, but most of the day will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs reaching into the middle 70s. Behind that system, we'll see clearing skies for the early part of next week, but another cool down with a mix of sun and clouds Monday in the lower to mid 60s, lower 60s on Tuesday, and sunny skies with highs reaching back into the upper 60s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy precipitation continues to be forecast for much of the southwestern United States due to the remnants of Odile. The heaviest rainfall will be concentrated across the southern parts of Arizona, southern New Mexico, and extreme western Texas, where 3 to 6 inches of rain could fall through tomorrow, and some locations up to 9 inches of rain. Flash flooding, as well as river flooding, will be a risk for any locations in this region. And Hurricane Edouard is weakening over the central Atlantic Ocean about 890 miles west of Fayal Island in the western Azores. Edouard is racing toward the east-northeast near 28 miles per hour, but a decrease in forward speed is expected later today. An even slower eastward motion is forecast through tonight and Friday. Maximum sustained winds, though, remain near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Edouard is expected to weaken below hurricane strength later today or tonight and become a post-tropical cyclone by tomorrow night. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Palm Springs and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 30 at Boulder, Colorado, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 51. The record high, 88, set in 1891, and the record low, 35, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7 p.m., 12 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds mixed with sun and the chance of a passing sprinkle or two today, and highs in the mid-50s near the Canadian border to the mid-60s near Glens Falls. Clear and very cool tonight with widespread frost and lows in the mid-20s to middle 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds mixed with sun and the chance of a passing sprinkle or two today, and highs in the mid-60s. Clear and very cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. We'll have mostly sunny skies for a while, then clouds will mix in today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cool, upper 50s and lower 60s. Just a passing shower possible Saturday, otherwise partly sunny near 70. A late-day scattered shower or thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-70s. Much cooler Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s. Lower 60s Tuesday, partly sunny, and sunshine but highs in the upper 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.